Hi, and welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I'm Chantal from Photos in Order.
And I'm Fiona from Photo Helper. Hi,
Hi.
Chantal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Fiona?
Yeah, doing really well. Hi, everyone listening. Lovely to be in your ears. Today we have a bit of a treat, actually. I'm quite excited about this episode. Chantal's actually been away for a little while and has just come back from Switzerland, where you have been helping to celebrate your beautiful mum's 80th birthday, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. It was amazing.
Oh, so much fun. So, of course, as photo organizers and lovers of all things photos, Chantal did an amazing job with organizing some really special photo gifts and different ways to really involve photos in that celebration of that party on the actual day, and then also around the time that was spent with your mum. So what we were thinking about, which would be a bit of an interview involving me interviewing the lovely Chantal, but we thought that we could share a little bit about the process that you went through in creating them, what those gifts were, and just a chat about a real life case, so to speak, of some practical ways that you can use these special celebratory events like an 80th birthday. This could relate to you if you're, when you're listening, think of yourself for a special event that's coming up, or even as you listen to what Chantal's sharing, even just the way that Chantal's gone about creating a piece to give as a gift. And with Christmas coming up and things like that, just that process, just to keep in mind for any gift that you may be doing, or if this is something for yourself that you want to do. So even though we're talking about a specific 80th birthday gift, this is really relevant for a whole range of different things. So now, before we jump in to the actual process and what you did and what you created, Chantal, I know that there was some interview, survey information that you're doing on some live courses that you were wanting to share. Can you just talk a little bit about that first?
Yeah, I just thought I'd love to ask our listeners for a favor, really. As I'm planning next year, and actually even longer than next year, I'm looking at running some mini classes, like live online classes that go up maybe up to an hour or so about a specific photo related topic. In fact, actually a little bit like the podcast, but more, it's obviously visual, it's a class, more like a workshop where we do things and achieve things. But before I do that, I was really interested to hear from our listeners what they might be interested in. And I have created a little survey. It really takes 2 minutes. It has two questions. One will show, yeah. One is showing a list with potential topics where I'm asking you to choose your three favorites. And it's also got like an open-ended option there where you can add any wishes of what you're interested in, if I haven't covered that, and also the format of how you'd like it to see delivered, like live classes or pre-recorded or whatever. So it really takes 2 minutes max, shouldn't take longer, and I'd really appreciate your input so that I can actually help you with something that you want to hear about and not just create something that nobody is going to look at. So yeah, that'd be amazing. So we will put a link in the show notes that goes directly to the survey, and yeah, that'd be awesome if you could take 2 minutes for me. That'd be great. Thank you.
Excellent. Wonderful. I will do that as well. I will fill out your survey.
Thank you.
All right. So So this, to start with, I know that you've done four actual projects. So this is the amazing thing. You don't do things by halves. That's one of the things of knowing you as a from a friendship point of view, and also as you know in work capacity. But I love that when you do something, you really do. Yeah, you just you've brought this celebration of your mum's birthday in four different ways, and they're beautiful little examples of just how we can use our photos. And so the first one you did your a photo book which was of your mum's life, so that was a full age range item, beautiful. So we'll talk about that. Then you did another display of how you used photos in the decorative side of the actual event of the party. So we'll talk about what how you used photos to decorate for the party. You did what's called a memory book for the open day. I love this one. So this is something that we'll talk about where you actually created something of the night on the actual party, and then using a digital display, you also had that in the background. So four different things. So we'll focus on the first one, which is the photo book of your mum's life. So maybe to start with, can you just sort of give us a visual picture here in words of what the end result was?
Okay, so the end result, and we will add a picture in the show notes on the website. I'm not sure whether that works on the, podcast app. But so what it was, I decided to do an A3 landscape book. Yeah, I ended up choosing a beautiful light green linen cover, and the title on the cover was in metallic copper. So it matches. So
Beautiful.
it looked really beautiful. And what I also did, because it was such a special book and not just any old photo book, I ordered it. It came in a gift box with the same cover, so also in linen. And yeah, it looked just stunning. I was
Wow.
very
Oh, the
happy.
box had the same
Yes.
as a
Yeah.
title, not a
Yeah.
photo.
No, as a title, yeah, you can choose. It's customizable. Well, I printed it, I had it printed with Momento in Sydney. And you can customize the box. It
Okay,
doesn't
that's
have to look the same as the book. It could
good.
have been, a linen box and a book with a picture on top as a cover. So it doesn't have to be the same. You can
Okay.
personalize it. Yeah.
Oh, good. So, can you talk to us about the process that you went through? I mean, that's a huge, first of all, how many pages was it? Remember?
Oh, you put me on the spot here. I can't actually remember. Page, I think it was about 160 pages,
Okay.
which is about 80 spreads. It might have been slightly more, but not much more, because I know that because the maximum of pages you can have with that sort of book is 200 pages.
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
perfect.
it's
So it was
limited, and
under
I
two.
didn't reach the limit, so it was under around 160 or 180, something like
Okay, and
that.
so a spread is just for those listening, if you're not familiar, that's when you open the book and you've got a left side and the right side. So that's a spread, and then the pages individually. Yep, it's the left side is one and the right side is the second. Okay. All right, so that's a lot of pack. What, how did you?
Yeah.
Can you tell us, that's a lot to fit in, and obviously this is across the lifespan of from when she was a little girl
Yes.
up until her current birthday, which was the 80th. So can you just talk about, I guess, going about that, you could really go into that with a whole range of different kind of categories. You know, you could start chronological, you could do a chronological presentation of that. But then different themes and categories come through. So can you just talk about your I guess your process of the thinking about how you were going to do that, and then what you actually ended up with.
The plans didn't go quite to plan. Let's put it that way. I have to admit, it's not the first photo book I make, obviously, and I make book for clients, which I now find much easier to do, really. When it's personal, it's just a different level somehow. And I did have a few struggles, but I'll get back to those. So what I basically did, the first thing I did was I chose photos. To start with, now I'm in the lucky position that my photos are not perfectly and completely done in terms of curation, but mostly done. So it was actually not that hard to find the photos I wanted to use for the book. At first, I had to put them in their Kate folders. So I had basically eight folders, but then I started to realize that's not gonna work, like purely chronological. It's not gonna, somehow I didn't like it. So,
Can I interrupt and back up just one step? Because you just made a comment that it seems insignificant because it was so quick, but it's a huge thing, I think, to highlight. When you said the choosing of those photos was fairly easy, is that because you've tagged the photos of your mum by name and
Correct,
they all just come up?
yes. So I've tagged them, plus I have also rated them, so I can easily find the best photos of her.
Right. See, that's okay. And you've also scanned old ones into your collection.
Correct, yes.
So you've got those young ones already digitized, named with a tag, and preferenced with your favorite or the best. Okay. So that, because that is it, that's, I think, sometimes what in this whole process of creating things like this, that can be a bit of a stumbling block. So just understanding, I guess, that not everyone's at that point, and we do understand and respect that. And but as far as you getting to this area of the designing, lucky that you've got that. These are the benefits, I think, of doing these things, you know, because when you do get to a point of something like this, it is a big process. So at least having all of that done, that effort has paid off in something like this.
It has actually, it was that's a really good point, because as I was doing that, and because I found it so easy to find the right pictures to use, I was thinking more than once, I'm so glad I've done that work before, because sometimes when you do that work, it is very tedious work and it takes time and it can be frustrating, but I was so glad I had done it. Now, in practical terms, the ones that I hadn't tagged yet or rated, I knew where to find them. So in my collection, I've got those that are, finished and curated, and they're in one place. And then in a different folder, I've got those that are still waiting to be processed. So first I went to the easy ones that are all tagged and everything, and then I went back to those that aren't tagged yet. But yes, there were still a few thousand, but it was quite easy to find, to just look through those and pick the ones that were useful for the book. So yes, that was kind of the easy step to choose them for me. And I know, and especially when I work with clients, I see that a lot of people struggle with that step the most, to choose the right photos. And I definitely chose more that, I had a few that eventually didn't end up in the book. But so that was the choosing. And then the next step sort of was choosing. With choosing the design software and the printer. And I knew, because my favorite printer is Momento, and I knew I'm gonna print with them, so that was an easy choice. And they do have their own software. However, I don't usually use it, because I've got different software that allows me to work much faster when designing books. But it turned out that this special software, it had a bit of a hiccup with something that I had in mind, and I might be a bit stubborn. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to change the background in the book, not throughout the book, but basically per chapter. So I would start the book with childhood photos, growing up. And that had like a neutral background. And then the next thing would be like meeting my dad. So I wanted that chapter to have a different background color. And yes, you can do that in any software, but the way those pro softwares do that, because that's not their core business to change backgrounds, I found like this is really tricky. And we're talking a lot of pages. And so eventually, I ended up going back to Momento software, because I had designed a similar book in there before. So usually, the first idea is oftentimes actually the best. So I wasted a lot of time.
But you learn, I'm sure
Did
you
I?
learned something along the way.
I did, but it was a bit of a time waste because I ended up where I started, and
Oh,
it did. You know, it was like. I procrastinated
yeah.
about a whole thing because, oh yeah, oh no, I don't feel like looking into software right now. And then also the sort of, you know, a thought of, I'm a professional, I do that for a living. You know, why do I make it so hard? I know the software. Why is it like, that's what I mean. It's different when you do that for somebody else. And then because it, you know, it's meant to be so special. You want to be doing the perfect thing. Not that I don't want to do that for my clients, but it's like, yeah, it's just it is a bit different. So that was one of my big struggles. Then once I had decided, designing the book was actually quite easy, and it didn't take me that long because, I just needed to put the photos into that software and put them on the pages.
And did you have a lot of text in your pages, or were they mainly photos, like captions, or did you have stories or information, like headings or?
Yeah, I had headings. So I mentioned before I had put them into decades first, and then somehow that didn't work. So I decided to to create a mix. So I did have it chronologically till she was about 20. And then I sort of moved into chapters or themes, like, so one would be, you know, her growing up, and then I had a chapter about her parents, and then with Mark when she met Dad, and then when we kids were born, and then I had a chapter about grandchildren, and then one with group photos, and then family and friends, and then times with us Australians, and she has also got a sister in France. You know, she was there a lot, they came a lot. So I made a chapter with the French guys, and then, you know, the houses she's lived in, and she loves to cook. So I had a few photos that shows her cooking, or, you know, other hobbies and family traditions and things like that. A fun one was actually hairstyles and fashion,
That's gorgeous.
how it changed over the years. So I had those different chapters, and once I had those in place, it was quite easy to put it all together and to just take that step back and forget the chronological thing. I still did, because I am a bit anal with that. So even within, you know, within a chapter of, you know, maybe a hobby, or I had one that was weddings. And just to give you a better picture, so let's say the weddings, that might have been one or two, that was 2 pages of different weddings, you know, from her own, obviously, that has a bigger place, but her siblings and so on. Us, our her kids, their weddings and other weddings she's been at. So that would be a double, like a spread, 2 pages. And that's it. So And within that, I would sort it chronologically where possible, and which was the case in most cases. And also in some of them, I would add an caption, but not in every photo. In the end, maybe 30% of the photos had a caption.
Hey.
Because I felt it would be too much if every photo had a caption, because there were some pages that would have 12 photos.
I
Yeah.
see. So,
Yes.
and did you have some single photos on a page as well, or were they
Yes.
all multi?
No, I had a couple of singles, not many, because A3 is pretty big.
It is big. Yep.
Oftentimes two or three. And I have only very few pages that have like 10 or 12 pictures.
Yeah.
But they, I find in certain cases, they are good fun. And because
Yes.
it is an A3 book, it's still big enough to see very well what's on the picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Even if
Yeah.
you had, you know, five
Yeah.
or six photos on the page
Yeah.
or more. Yeah.
Yeah, so that worked well. And then the last step was the printing and then transporting it to Switzerland.
That would have been a project task on its own.
I tell you, I'm not lying, it took up half a suitcase
Wow.
because it was wrapped in bubble wrap and cardboard, and I had it in my suitcase sent fragile, and then I had to hide it from her.
Oh, yes.
It's a bit too big to put under the pillow or something in
That's
the guest
it.
room.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's so
No.
wonderful. So tell us about the, you talked a little bit about the struggles along the way. What else? So deciding on the sequence you talked about, you know, whether you're going to have a theme or a mix and a chronological and things like that. Were there any other things that you sort of struggled with that you've learned from that you can share that might be helpful for others?
Yeah, I think that one with the sequence was the biggest one, but also what I was just something just felt off as I started. And after the, you know, when it was at a point where, okay, the next step is designing the book. And I had put them in that order with the different themes, but then just something still felt off. And as I was designing, I eventually realized what bugged me was that obviously I don't have access to all of her photos. So there are gaps. It's not a complete, you know, it's not showing every aspect or every holiday or every experience or all her friends in that book. So I felt it's there was that sense of this is not giving me a complete picture. So I had to, what I ended up doing to basically shift my mind to, okay, this is a gift from me to her, not even from my family to her, but from me to her. And yes, it shows pictures from her life where I wasn't even born because I have access to those. But then when it comes to a certain point, it is showing pictures of what we experienced together at the times, because since we've moved to Australia in 2007, you know, she was here a lot. We went always back regularly. So we have quite a few pictures of those times. So that's sort of the main focus. There are still other pictures because sometimes she would have sent me pictures of, you know, when she went hiking with a friend, and I pulled all those out, but I felt, okay, now I've got that friend, but she's got so many more friends, and I haven't got a single picture of those friends. And that somehow felt like something's off, and I had to shift my mindset to get past that. That was a stumbling block that
That's
really,
really interesting
yeah.
you raised that because I think, and you know, I think the way you reconciled that for yourself is really is a really good reflection, because when you identify that there's this block, and this is, we've talked about procrastination a lot in projects, and when not just doing a photo project like this, but also in our organizing of photos and things like that, when we come across a block like this. And I think it is really interesting because if somebody else is doing something and they feel that sort of something's not quite right, or it just doesn't feel like I'm getting through, with what I'm trying to achieve, then it's really looking at what am I trying to achieve. So if you were wanting to give a full picture of her life, then you would have gone, once you realize that, you could have done that differently in where you would have told her about it. You would have then gone and got all the photos from all other people and asked for input, and then it would have been a different reflection of her life. So it's just a, that's a really, I think it's a really great example of when we have that feeling of like, I'm not, something sort of not flowing properly, then, and finding out why. So that's great that you were able to reach that point of realizing what it was, and then realize, okay, well, now then it's a gift from me personally, even just, my times with mum and parts of her life. And then it seemed like that had a really beautiful fit for you.
And also, I just remembered that you asked that a few minutes before. I did also consider to ask people to write a few words that I can add to the book. But again, I realized this would be too much work. It would be sort of a different project. It's not the same. And I decided not to mix that. Because yes, that wouldn't have meant if those people sent me some words, I would also have asked for some photos that they can add. But then it would have been a totally different book. That's why I had to draw a line somewhere and said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's too much. And she was over the moon. She, yes.
Definitely.
I gave it to her with a packet of hankies. So.
Oh, how gorgeous.
We were both in tears.
Oh, I bet.
Happy tears.
Yes, of course. So beautiful. So I want to talk about the other projects as well. Maybe we can go through some of them. Was there anything else in the book that you wanted to go through beforehand? I think that sort of, does that cover everything that we were going to talk about with that? I think so.
I think
Yeah,
so.
good. So look, and I think, I mean, the fact that you just said that about you were going to put those other words and things and look at that, the way you actually then dealt with that, like you're saying, as a different project, is you actually did do that as a different project, but you, it seems like you, whether you consciously knew this or not, but what you then, one of the other things that you did was you did this memory book on the day where people were able to write sort of about your mom or to her, or write a little comment or something, and you took a photo of your mum with that person on the day, and then you created a separate book which was like a reflection of the event and her friends that were there. I just love that beautiful idea. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Yeah, that little memory book, for the lack of a better name. So she had, just as an explanation, she had an open day, as we call it. And no, that's not the real estate thing where you go and look at a house. It is, I don't know whether it's a Swiss thing or something. Mum's been doing that for years, and a lot of other people I know do that too. So on their actual birthday, they have a so-called open day where people just drop in, to congratulate and for a cup of tea and some cake or something. And they stay maybe an hour or two, and then they go again. So that's sort of a tradition. And her birthday was on a Friday. And then the family party was on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It was with an overnight stay, but that was just 15 people, the family. But on that open day, on her actual birthday, she still lives in the village where she was born, so she knows everybody, right? She's got a big social circle, and she said to people, "Yeah, I have an open day from 10 to 6, and right on the dot at 10 o'clock, the first one was there. I'm not lying, she was there." Which was a lady who went to school with mom, and she actually used to be a teacher of mine. So what I had prepared was, I did some research and I got a printer, an Insta, it's called an Insta Square Link smartphone printer. So that allows me to take a photo with my phone and then through the Bluetooth connection to print out a photo straight away. And the way it comes out, the way it looks like, it's like a Polaroid photo. But it wasn't as
Polaroid.
big. So it was a bit smaller than that, but that's basically what it was. And so I had also gotten from Creative Memories, they have obviously they have covers, and then you can buy as many empty pages as you want with protective plastic sleeves. And so that's what I had ordered, and I took that with me to Switzerland, and some colorful pens and some glue tape, photo glue tape rollers. So every guest that came, I invited them to stand there with mom, and I took a picture. And then I printed it, and then it was up to them. I invited them to, we'll glue the picture on the page straight away. And then if you like, you can decorate it and leave a few nice words, whatever, it's up to you. So throughout the day, I did that, and except one person who didn't want their picture taken, I
Fair
got them all.
enough.
And some were really, they would draw some flowers and decoration, and some left really beautiful words. And in the end, all I had to do to add the plastic sleeves and to put them between the cover. And now she's got, before I left to go back home, I could finish that, and she's got a beautiful memory of that actual day. And I also added photos. I did the same thing on the family celebration over the weekend, plus a few more photos. We had an awesome time there, and I've added that. So for that whole weekend that she celebrated, those 3 days, she's got a beautiful memory book now with those kind words that she can go back to, and she doesn't have to wait, like weeks and weeks till a photo book might be done, because we all know how it goes. And it was a fun project. People, everyone, and the kids that came along, they were my little helpers. They were like, "Oh, the photo comes out like magically." And then it, how it there's nothing on it first, and then the picture emerges, and they were like, "Oh my God, this is magic." It was so much fun. And it Yeah, I'm very happy I did that. That was a good little project. Yeah.
Yeah, a great way to capture that. And also with the idea that you'd had before with getting the words down
Yes.
of others,
Yes.
to incorporate all of that in there. So that's
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea.
And it's look, it's actually, it had the good side effect that because it was such a big day and there was a constant flow of visitors, and sometimes there were like 15 people in a room, and it's like a wedding, by the end your wedding day is gone, it's like, what happened?
What just happened?
Who did I talk to? Who was even here? It's like so much to take in. And the photos were, because we had a photo of every person. So that
Amazing.
helped her to then,
Helped her to
oh yeah, you know, to
remember.
remember. So
Yeah.
it had a really handy side effect that was not intentional.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
yeah,
That's
look, you
gorgeous.
could also have some empty pages in the end of that book to maybe put in some cards that you might have received, to add those. Yeah, and I had other ideas, but I thought this is the easiest one and the much, you know, more fun. It's a bit of fun too.
Yeah, and I think it involves those that were coming in a way that was so meaningful for them and for your mum too. Now tell me about this other beautiful little picture, this idea to use pictures in the decoration
Oh yeah.
of the
Okay.
space. So you,
So yeah.
yes, tell us about what you did.
So I have basically two other things as a deco, and one was she has a NixPlay digital photo frame, and so I had prepared a playlist showing those photos that I had added to the printed photo book,
Fabulous.
which were roughly 700 photos, I think. So I before I left for Switzerland, I had uploaded them all to her NixPlay frame, but hadn't activated it yet. So on her birthday in the morning, I turned it on in her living room, and she could see the same pictures, you know, slowly going through the frame. And when the guests came, it was there too. And they loved that. And also what I did as a decoration, I had a, it was like a peg line that has fairy lights. So I had two of those, and I could hang 40 printed pictures on those little pegs. So I put that up on the wall, and I had printed 40 pictures, you know, from baby to now. And yeah, it looked nice with the fairy lights, but it turned out, and again, this was not intentional, but it turned out to also be a great conversation starter. Not so much for her and her friends, because her friends, well, some of her friends have only known her for a few years, and others have known her from childhood. For everybody, it was really interesting. And sometimes between, you know, the guests would talk amongst themselves, not necessarily her, but for the guests, it sometimes was a good conversation starter. And yeah, they just loved it too. You know, who doesn't love looking at old photos? Like, oh, is that you as a toddler? You know, like, all right.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think that's the thing, when you do something like that, photos are just they are a great common ground for people in those sort of situations. Often you see these days at weddings, people have like a booth where you can all go in and put on a moustache and some, hold a sign with a big love heart on it, or you can take all these photos on the day and, look back and they hang them up around the place. And yeah, they're great. It's a great way to use photos in decoration of parties and things like that. Well, I think you're just amazing. I think you definitely practice what you preach, and I think that's so, it's just so lovely to hear. I'm glad we did this podcast episode today talking about that. And there's and I really think that it'll give some people maybe some inspiration, maybe some tips on how to break through their own procrastination as well. And yeah, just to reassure everyone that the effort that they're putting in, these are the times when it really can pay off. For yourself, when you know you've got something coming up, you put in that early work ahead of time, and it does make enjoying those photos just that much more easier.
Yeah, it was actually also when I think about the book of the, you know, I actually the title of the book is simply 80 years. And you know, a few years back I went there and we scanned, we sorted and decluttered and then scanned the whole family archive. That's why I had access to all those childhood photos and whatnot. But it sort of came to that, not, I don't want to say final, but you know, that having that book in my hands was like, that's what I did it all for. And it was worth all the effort, because it wasn't always easy and it takes a lot of time. But it's like, that's the result, and it was just amazing. It really was. So it was like every minute was worth. So yeah, and I know it's not gonna be the last project like that, and the next one will be a lot easier. And I will actually, I will write a blog post, or possibly even two, about it, about those different projects, and share it in a bit more, in a more concise way. Talking is always a bit, yeah, so it will be a bit more summarized, and also visual, of course, but it's not quite ready yet. We might have to share it with our next one.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully, maybe even coming up to Christmas, this has helped people come up with some ideas for themselves. And if it has sparked some interest, maybe have a look at we've got episode 12 and episode 27, which talks a bit about Christmas gifts. So coming up to Christmas, which is shortly upon us now. So that might be helpful for you if you just be aware of any printing deadlines and things like that, which we talk about in there too, and depending on what kind of a project that you're thinking of. And then also, if this has sparked your interest to learn more about that, jump over to the courses section on our DIY podcast, photo organizing podcast website, and then that might give you some ideas to do any courses or something like that. So sign up to the newsletter if you're not on there, and you can be notified of upcoming episodes, and then also those links and see the photos and things like that that we're talking about. So if there's anything this is kind of brought up that you'd like to learn about, you can pop that through our wish list section, which is in this podcast episode page. There's links there too, so you can click on that and say, "Oh, I'd love to know more about the peg fairy light thing that you used," or something like that. So please, jump on over there or leave us a review. And as always, thank you so much for spending your time with us. I know this is a longer episode, and I really have enjoyed sharing the time together so that we can hopefully give you some inspiration, some practical information to do with your photos. So yeah, thanks so much, Chantel, for being vulnerable and sharing your ups and downs through that journey. That was great.
Thank you. It was a very special project. Thanks for letting me share, and I hope it is of interest to our listeners, that I haven't bored you with
No, not at
that.
all. So thanks again. I'm Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I'm Chantelle from Photos in Order. Thank you again for tuning in, and happy photo organizing. Bye.
Bye.